This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'd love to know what you think. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Because I really do appreciate the time that you spend being involved and being engaged. I know there's a gazillion other stations you could be listening to. As I like to say, a gazillion other shows that you could listen to. But, you know, the nice thing about it is that I realize how high your IQ must be if you've tuned into this show. You get my drift? You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I do appreciate it. And if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can... But the thing I really would love you to do is give me your email address. We send out one email a week. I don't inundate you with stuff. I don't try to make you crazy. I just try to keep you informed as who we're going to have on the show, what we're going to be discussing, and that kind of thing. Right? Not that hard. And you know, it's real simple. You can delete it. You don't have to deal with it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. So this one I love. I always enjoy when the left sticks not only their foot in their mouth, because that's just a little part of it, but when they shove it all the way up to the thigh area, it's very, very exciting for a guy like me. And I say that because I am so tired of hearing about how guys like me, Christian guys like me, we're weird because we don't believe in science. At least that's what that's what you guys keep telling me, which I find interesting. You're telling me what I believe and don't believe. And as I've said, you know the mantra of Joe, it's not that Christians don't believe in science. It's we don't believe that science created God. We say that God created science. The reason H2O is water is not because science says so. It's because God made it that way, and science figured out what the construct was. It's that simple. You don't even need a high school degree to work that one out. Science says that toxic masculinity, more than alcohol, leads to sexual assault. Because I know myself, when I was a teenager, I've always said, I'm so full of testosterone that I want to go ahead and I want to assault a woman. No. Most guys I knew, right, most of the girls and the guys that I knew that got in situations they didn't want to be in, it was after they had too much alcohol, not after they realized that they were a male. This is a joke. And I say that for a lot. I'll get to the article in a second, but I want you to really think about something. Science says that toxic masculinity now, more than alcohol, leads to sexual assault. And, you know, it is scientific, so you have to believe it. Well, guess what else science says? There's only two genders. Why don't you believe that? Guess what else science says? A baby is viable after 19 weeks. You don't believe that one either. And it's... science gets better. Those babies are going to be able, they're going to be able to survive even earlier than 19 weeks. What are you going to do then? And this is the hypocrisy of the left. They pick and choose the things that they want to believe, that they want to deal with. You know, you still have Pelosi and Schumer screaming, I'm going off on a little side tangent here, about how Our director of Homeland Security is lying or not telling the truth or doesn't have the right numbers. Neither one of them have been at the border for any length of time. Neither one of them had talked to Border Patrol people. Neither one of them have talked to the Border Patrol directors. None of them. But they have all the answers. Now, here's the hypocrisy. This was the same group of legislators that wanted to get on a plane a few weeks back, remember? And go to Afghanistan because they wanted to talk to the troops on the ground to see what was going on, but they can't go to the border. I mean, this party, and I've got lifelong Democrat friends that are telling me they're embarrassed to be part of this party now. I mean, they're the party that defends of infanticide. They're the party that, that, as of today, for sure, you saw it, they now defend anti-Semitism. I'm going to say something really distasteful. Here's what the Democratic Party reminds me of today when they start talking about some of these things. They remind me of the guy that's beating his wife and telling her how much he loves her. This is what they do. They're beating on the American people. They're crapping on the American people. They're telling the American people how much they care for them. Really? If they believe this stuff, they need to, you know what? They need to own it. They're willing to give more money to illegals than they are to veterans. They're more interested in illegal rights than they are over veterans. I just saw a number that parents, now remember, we're told that illegals don't get any money from the government. But I just saw, I'll get the article later, that illegals in the LAUSD, the Los Angeles Unified School District, right? The illegal parents, I guess is the only way to put it, are getting over $650 million a year in welfare or other subsidies from the state after we're told that they don't get any money. And they have no. Remember something. The Dems have no qualm lying to you to get their point across, to get what they want, to make you feel like you, again, like in the hearings with the Homeland Security Director. None of those Dems have been down at the border. None of them has spent any time really interviewing the people that had to deal with this stuff. I mean, think about the numbers. I just saw the numbers today. We're headed for over a million people trying to get over the border illegally. This number, it's the highest it's been since 2012. Hello? Anybody home? Anybody paying attention? What's wrong? You're losing the black and Hispanic community? You figure the illegals are the only way to go? All right. We'll do toxic masculinity on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the
abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and you know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll up at the website. You can send me your email address. If you, well, don't send it to me. Please don't. Last time I said that, people started sending me their email. Go up to the website and put your email address in there. I send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on with the show, what's happening. If you don't want an email, you may want a text, and that's easy too. Because you can, we can send you a text. You just have to text us. You have to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And you'll get a notice that the show's coming on. You'll get a notice as to who we're going to have on and what's coming up. So, and I don't do that every night either. Because I hate being bothered by it every day. So I'm not going to do it to you. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So, we're talking about toxic masculinity, and the left is all excited because science says that toxic masculinity, more than alcohol, leads to sexual assault. Apparently, you can go to a bar and get a glass of toxic masculinity. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. Now, the, you know, when people get drunk, and listen, just so we're clear, I am not pushing for any kind of, you know, sexual assault or anything along those lines. But when you have two people sitting at a bar, and what do they call it, sexual tension or whatever else, and they've been drinking, and they're flirting with each other, is that sexual assault? If the man comes on to the woman, is that sexual assault? I mean, I haven't seen a definition of this yet. It seems to change depending on who's feeling like they're being assaulted or not assaulted. Who's on the receiving end? Who's on the you know, it's just amazing to me. The article goes on to say that relatively shy young men become aggressive and even belligerent when drinking. Now, here's the other thing I love. I love the fact that in all these articles, you never hear about the women that are aggressive. You never hear about the women that push themselves on men. And I will tell you today, more and more and more of the studies are showing, guess who, well, I guess this is going to get some people crazy when I say it. Guess who has the more, what's the word I'm looking for here? The more aggressive gender nowadays. That's right. It's the female of the species. Am I allowed to use that? Is that okay? Okay. Whatever the behavior of the Superior Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, it's become clear that the circles that he traveled as a young man, both at prep school and later Yale University, were characterized by young men drinking a lot and young women whose social interactions were fraught with danger. This is no surprise to experts who study campus sexual assault. Years of research, both in and out of the lab, suggest that there is a connection between young men drinking alcohol, making choices that destroy young women's lives. You know, I love this. Notice that it is 100% always has been the guy's fault. Did you ever notice that? It's always the guy that, I don't know, what is Slipper or Mickey gave her too much to drink, whatever, and then lured her into his bedroom. Because it really only takes one to tango, apparently. And again, I'm going to get the emails. I don't really care because it's been an ancient argument depending on what side you're on. I have two daughters. I have two sons. I have, coming up, three granddaughters, two grandsons. I don't want to see either one of them assaulted. Yes, men get assaulted too, believe it or not. There are strong women out there. Just like this, yeah, because I know that'll be taken the wrong way, but whatever. And there are strong men out there. There are men that think they're everything and more to society. I'm just amazed at this. I'm just amazed at the lack of responsibility that both sides take on this. If you're into all genders, then all 79 sides take. I don't know, whatever. But it's really easy to pass off the aggressiveness is male aggressiveness without looking at the female side of it. I want you to go look at some of what's going on at the schools across this country. We do these stories on a regular basis, so isn't Joe just talking off the top of his head? When you look at who's having sex with who in school, and I'm talking about elementary, junior high, and high school, it's usually the female teacher with the males. Usually. Right? The outrage, I get it, to, if a 30-year-old teacher started fooling around with a 16 or 17-year-old girl, life would come to an end. Things would, you know, I mean, it would just be terrible. They would drag him out, they would be, and as well they should, okay? But when it's the other way around, It's a bit of a different story. But we do the stories here all the time, so they exist. I wonder if the scientists that did this looked at stories like that. Probably not. User research, both in and out of labs, suggests that there's a connection between young men drinking alcohol and making choices that destroy young women's lives. You can take the women out of there. Young men drinking alcohol and making choices that destroy lives, period. But they say it's not the alcohol that causes sexual assault. Preventing rape will take more than simply convincing young men not to drink, let alone... I love this. I wish Corey was still on with me. I am considered at the other end of toxic masculinity. I mean, I am, you know, next to toxic masculinity, you see my picture, according to most. Never assaulted a woman in my life. I've never sexually assaulted a woman. Never. All right? My kids weren't brought up that way. And listen, you know, my sons, they're pretty masculine. It just wasn't, it had nothing to do with being a male. It had nothing to do with drinking. My dad never said, no, you're going to go to parties, you're going to watch out how much you drink because you might sexually assault a woman. Never said that. My dad taught me from a young age that women would be respected, that all human beings, for that matter, would be respected. But you didn't treat women the same way you treated men. You didn't talk to them the same way. You didn't handle them the same way. There were niceties that you were supposed to live out and do, which had nothing to do with drinking, which had nothing. So because the foundation was already laid that you did not take advantage of women or anybody else for that matter, when I got drunk, the foundation was still there. You didn't take advantage of women, period. And that's where the left gets it wrong, big time. Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll see the real side. Be back in a few minutes.
Flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The sentence, almost 4 years in prison for Paul Manafort, USA Radio's John Clemens, with details on our top story.
The 47-month prison sentence was given to the 69-year-old Manafort for his massive scheme involving his work as a political consultant for Ukraine's pro-Russian government. He was convicted in August on 8 felony counts including filing false tax returns, bank fraud, and with failing to register foreign bank accounts where he stashed millions. He faces sentencing on Wednesday in another case involving conspiracy and with obstruction of justice by tampering with a witness. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump scheduled to travel to Lee County, Alabama, to visit people who lost loved ones in the devastating tornado, and he's scheduled to tour the incredible damage there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Please answer the question.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and really get involved in the conversation. If you head up to the website, there's a chat room up there. There's also, I guess if you're on Facebook, they call it a feed. You can get involved in the feed there, whatever you want to do, and just get involved and get engaged. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. If you head up to the website, crack open your wallet a little bit and get yourself a coffee mug, right? TRS coffee. The coffee tastes better in the mug. It does to me anyway. I can't help if your taste buds aren't working right if you don't think so, but it tastes better to me. Anyhow, you know, get involved, get engaged in the process. There's a donation button up there, and every little bit helps all of us. As you know, social media has clamped down on us to the point where we couldn't sell water to a drowning man on social media at this point in time if you're conservative. Seriously. We couldn't give away the cure for cancer if you're conservative on social media. They just won't let it happen. We were talking about sexual assault and toxic masculinity. I was thinking to myself during the break, I have four cousins that I grew up with. Very manly, big guys. Matter of fact, I was the runt of the litter, if you would. And we spent a lot of time together. The five of us were always together. And unless they're hiding things well, they were, we'll say, robust drinkers. They liked to party, as we all did at that time in our life. And I don't think any one of us, now they can tell me in a phone call later, but I don't think they were beating on women. I don't think they were sexually assaulting women. I don't think they were sitting there shoving booze down a woman's throat to see if they could have sex with them. We were all taught the same way. There was a respect for others that you had. You didn't take advantage of people. You didn't invade people's space, if you would, unless you were invading ours. Then that was a different story. And now we're down to that point that no matter what, see, if now what they want you to do, if you're a male, then you automatically have toxic masculinity. So Mother Nature is totally screwed up because she can't seem to get this equation right. Your Mother Nature is so screwed up that when she gives you body parts, they're not the ones you want, and therefore she's wrong. Now, you guys all know I believe in God. I'm just having some fun with this part of it. Right? And if she made you a male, then you automatically have the defect of toxic masculinity. I wonder what DNA marker that is. You see what I mean? As you go down this road, it is almost like the feminine. Remember, do you remember when, what's his name? Limbaugh. Remember when he used to call them feminazis? And that used to make me crazy. I go, come on, knock it off. You don't have to do it. When you look at these studies against men, they always come out of the what? They always come out of the feminist studies programs at these colleges. Always. It is almost, in order to get your degree in feminine whatever, you have to write a dissertation on how nasty men are. How bad they are. From the minute of conception, they're done. That's the only way you get your degree. This is nuts. This is not a equality. This is not everybody trying to get along and working together to make things better. The minute you start telling young boys that they're bad from the get-go because they're boys, they're bad from the get-go because they want to be manly, they want to do manly things, if you would, that makes them toxically masculine. Talk about beating somebody down. I thought you guys were all about lifting people up, speaking positively. That's why I think it's so hypocritical. When a Dem comes to me and starts throwing around that love Trump's hate thing, I just have to laugh. I can't stop laughing. Because apparently, like we saw, what was it, Berkeley or some of these other schools, right, getting punched in the face by somebody to the left is a love Trump's hate symbol or something. So it is not going to stop. Preventing rape won't be just teaching young men that they're toxically masculine. So we start teaching both genders, yes, both of them, how to respect each other. That's when that happens. Okay? It's when they're going to these parties and they're doing certain things and they're in certain situations that their true friends, their true loved ones step up and step in to stop this garbage from happening. That's when it happens. Right? Booze, according to this scientist, booze is only part of the problem. Right? And part of it is when you get drunk, there are expectations. Well, of course there are. There's expectations you're going to be drunk and you're not responsible for anything you do. That's wrong. I don't know. It just makes me nuts. Half of all sexual assaults involve alcohol consumption. Half of all sexual assaults involve alcohol consumption. Usually by both the victim and the perpetrator. But yet alcohol has nothing to do with it. These guys are professors. I barely made it out of high school. Does this make sense to anybody? My dad used to say you could be so overeducated you could be an idiot. I'm starting to agree with him. Kelly Q. Davis, a professor at the Arizona State University, in a 2002 review of literature found that across a number of studies, perpetrators were more likely to report using alcohol at the time of more likely to report. Now we have a majority, do we not? Of using alcohol at the time of an assault than victims. 60 to 65% of the perpetrators compared with 30 to 55% of the victims. So what they're saying is because less of the victims admitted to using alcohol before the incident, that meant because the men were more drunk and they were the perpetrators, that proves that there's toxic masculinity involved. Just shoot me. This is not a... Rape is never a funny thing. Sexual assault is never a funny thing. But when you consistently try to blame it on men, when you consistently try to blame every life's problem or every problem that a woman believes that she has is a man's fault, this is you're asking for trouble. And it's getting out of hand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A 2002 review of literature found that across a number of studies, the perpetrators likely to report using alcohol at the time of an assault more than victims. I want to get back to 60 to 65%. So 65%, majority of were drunk when these things took place. Now, 60 to 65% sounds like a real and honest survey, right? And some of you who have done statistical, you know, research, you know the numbers don't spread that much. Especially when you ask the questions properly. But they're comparing those numbers with, you ready for this one? 30 to 55% of victims. That's a 25-point spread. Let that sink in for a second. Now, although men can be both perpetrators of sexual violence and victims, almost all research is focused on the heterosexual paradigm. So, again, they didn't look at women. Why not? Really, why not? The best evidence for causal connection between alcohol and the decision to commit sexual violence comes from the experimental laboratory studies. Dominic Parrott, professor of psychology at Georgia State University, you know, he says, in this kind of research, scientists take otherwise similar men and randomly split them into one group that is given alcohol and one that's not. And then they present both groups with proxies for a potential scenario in the real world. So,
I love this.
So we get some drunk, we leave some sober, and then we ask them questions. Because we know drunk men never lie. Just saying. God. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This stuff just gets out of hand, and it gets to the point. The problem is that it gets to the point where all of a sudden, you can't believe this. And all of a sudden, you beat on these males so much that when you come up with real research, nobody's going to pay attention to you. Nobody's really going to care what you have to say. Nobody's going to give it any credence whatsoever. And frankly, I don't blame them. When we come back, another major problem. House passes a broad resolution calling out racism, but nothing about Ilhan Omar. Because she's such a saint. We'll be back in a minute.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. We gotta get a smoke machine. When you do this song, it's kind of like smoke everywhere. I come out. I'm having flashbacks to Woodstock. I'm sorry. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being, that's weird, being part of the conversation. And again, I really mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot you can get involved with, including giving me your email address. I want your email address. I'll wait. Put it up there now. Therealside.com. All right. Let's get back at it, because I have so much fun with this. The left is so quick just to be outraged, right? And I know the right does it to a degree, but not like the left does. Not like really hard. Look, again, I'm going to say it again for clarity. I have a lot of good Democrat friends, okay? You'd never know they were Democrats based on what you see on TV. They're good people. They're outraged by a lot of this, too. I do not understand, after all of this, I do not understand how Jews can still be registered as Democrats. 28% of your elected Democrat officials do not, only 28% of the elected Democrat officials support Israel. 100% in for Israel, with no buts afterward. Yes, we're an ally of, we're a supporter of, we're a friend to, we're arm-in-arm with Israel. Not what you always hear. Of course we support our friends and allies in Israel, our Jewish brothers and sisters. But, there's that big but, and we've all seen that one. But, we have to consider the Palestinians. We have to consider what's going on. You know, I mean, you hear all that garbage. And it's hilarious. Either you support them or you don't. I mean, how do you take a little country like Israel? Okay? They are surrounded. They are overwhelmed. They are beat like 10 to 1. And you're going to take the side of the people that keep trying to snuff out Israel? Are you serious? Even if you didn't like Israel, even if they weren't your best friends, would you really be okay with letting that kind of genocide taking place? You keep talking about all these people at the border that we won't let in, and oh my God, the places they've come from and the horrors that they've seen. What about the Jews? What about what they've seen? What about what they've had to put up with? They have armed guards at schools. They have military people at schools. Military people at their airports. Not because they're a militant nation. It's because of what would happen to them if they didn't protect themselves like that. I don't expect any Dem to side with me right now. If you were honest about it, would pay attention, you know I'm right. After several days of infighting and near rebellion by rank-and-file Democrats, as well as major last-minute revisions, the House overwhelmingly passed a bipartisan resolution that only indirectly condemned Minnesota Democrat Ilhan, or whatever her name is, Omar. Okay. Now, she hasn't done this once or twice. She continually does this. She continually speaks in an anti-Semitic tone. So this is not an accident. She feels this is okay. Now, I did hear a commentator. I'm sorry, it wasn't a commentator. It was a legislator. Talking about the situation yesterday. And he said, what we have to bear in mind here is that we shouldn't really be thinking and listening and hearing what she has to say. She was elected to represent the people she comes from. In her area. They have every right to send her there, and I'm sure they knew what she thought, what she said, what she believed. He's right. Well, then, if David Duke gets elected, you shouldn't have a problem with that either. There should be no outrage. Those people elected him. They sent him up there. They put him in place. So what? Same basic principle, is it not? Judge Roy Moore. He was accused of, and now he's pushing back. He's suing his accusers. And they're scattering. Figure that one out. Just like Kavanaugh's. Judge Roy Moore. So if the people elected him, they were talking about how they were going to get him out after the people elected him. Well, shouldn't we use the same line of thought as they're using for Representative Omar? Shouldn't we have said, well, wait a minute. His people knew he did these things. They heard the accusations. They voted him in. We shouldn't thwart the will of the people. Right? I mean, all I'm saying is, you guys scream equality. You don't live it, but you scream it. Well, wouldn't that be equality? Can't I apply the same principles across the board? Just asking. The final vote on the resolution was 407-23, and 23 Republicans voting no, and all Democrats, including Omar, voting yes. Iowa Representative Steve King, who faced his own bipartisan blowback, for comment. Now listen, that's the other thing too. King has been known for making stupid comments. Racist or not, I mean, they're just really stupid comments. But the Republicans are so nasty, so bad, so forgiving, that they stripped him of his committee positions. Omar will continue on in hers. Right? That sounds like the right thing to do, right? Texas Republican Representative Louie Gohmert, speaking on the House floor to announce that he would vote against the resolution, remarked, now the resolution condemns just about everything. Hatred for Israel is a special kind of hatred. It should never be watered down, and he is correct. He is 100 gazillion percent correct. The hate for the Jews, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Never have. My mom's listening. She'll get a giggle out of this one, but I was probably one of the only little Catholic boys that went to an all-Jewish boys camp because most of my mom's friends were Jews. I had a ball. Didn't know the difference. Still don't. Matter of fact, you know, funny, all through my life, when it comes to feeling or having feelings of hate or feelings of not being accepted, it never came from the black community, never came from the Hispanic community, never came from the Jewish community, came from the white community, white Anglo-Saxons, or as they used to call WASPs in my day, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, right? Because I was Italian. I was of Italian descent. I had darker olive skin when I was younger. I was not one of them. And I don't hate them either. You know, stupid people are stupid. You can't fix that. You can't fix it by beating the crud out of them. Be nice if you could. Gohmert was joined in the voting down the resolution by House Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney, as well as Representatives Andy Biggs, Ken Buck, Michael Conway, Chris Collins, Mike Rogers, Paul Gosar, Peter King, Rick Crawford. I mean, the whole list of these guys. Today's resolution vote was a sham. And he's right. It was. It was. They could have done two resolutions, couldn't they? But they didn't want to put one of their people on. I mean, think about it. They are the slowest when it comes to pulling their people down. They're the slowest when it comes to condemning their people. Right? I mean, we get a, what about Wiener? Took him a while. Cheney called Thursday a sad day for the House, called for Omar's removal from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. I mean, this is as asinine as putting China, North Korea, and a few others on the Human Relations Committee in the UN. Right? What kind of sense does that make? Just as Republicans stripped King of his committee assignments in January, right, they should have done the same thing with her. The lead up to the vote, see, when you strip these committee assignments to House members, they pretty much lose power. There's nothing there for them. They're just a voting body. And it hurts. It really does. And this was all because of King's comments on white nationalism. The lead up to the vote on the resolution to condemn all forms of hatred exposed a growing rift between House Speaker Nancy. Yeah, she's got her hands full. Talk about pouring gasoline on yourself and lighting yourself on fire. She done it. They couldn't wait to embrace AOC. Right? They couldn't wait to embrace Cortez. This is going to be a lot of fun to watch. She's got another year and change with this woman. And if they don't try to get her out of there, if they don't work at getting their own person out of there, I mean, it's a safe Democrat seat. They could probably move her along easily. Although, if Cortez does have two brain cells to put together, she's going to see that she could leave there a millionaire if she does this right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You've got to be part of the conversation. You've got to be involved. You've got to be engaged. It's really that simple. All right, a lot more coming up after the break. We're going to talk a lot more about this craziness that's going on. And Hayden Williams, again, wrote a great piece. I'm not telling you about it. Take him back. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.